This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 51 for Sunday, May 12th, 2013. This is Brian.
I think that makes me Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Hello from Wisconsin. That was different, right?
I let you have it this time.
I know. Well, we had a request, but I don't think that I can do, what was it? What's up? Homies? I just don't think I can do that. I could do what's up, dog, but I don't think homies.
No.
No, I don't think I could pull that off.
You might.
I think I gotta be like in bling and like a jersey or something, and I need some rap music, maybe some Eminem or something in the background. I don't know.
Speaking of M, happy Mother's Day.
Why, thank you.
And so happy Mother's Day to moms everywhere.
Yep. You didn't need to give birth to be a mom. Lots of stepmoms out there doing an awesome job.
Awesome.
Or adopted mom. Mothers of adopted children. Adoptive? What's the term?
That's all you.
No, I had mine.
Proven
by yesterday's trip.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. Did you get anything for Mother's Day?
I did. I got a lovely cup of coffee.
Yeah. I mean, not that.
In my favorite mug.
And not that presents are, you know.
Nope. I got to sleep in. The kids gave me a card and some candy. My husband brought me coffee and a mug. When did you buy that mug? Was that a Christmas present?
I think it was Christmas, yeah. Christmas
it says, or. Danish wife equals better life. I like that. We took a nice tour of the grounds, got to look at the lilies and all the plants coming up, including the Mother's Day lilies you bought me last year.
That I didn't think we're going to make it.
Yeah. We planted them in the ground a little late, so we weren't sure. But they're going to come up, and those are a different color. We have a lot of burgundy next to the garage in this big long wall of lilies. So these pink ones are going to be different. Is there anything else?
Pink and yellow and orange, I think is what they were.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Anything else? I don't know. I don't remember.
I have the beginnings of a collection.
Good. Very, very beginning.
I got a pen for Mother's Day.
There it is.
So those of you listening now, or those of you listening later, yes, it's an Omas. I know that. Brian gave it to me. I didn't steal it, so. That counts. I get to keep it because he gave it to me. And for the record, I'm going to give him the Aurora 88.
Because it's
a tire. That may be the only Aurora you ever get. This may be the only Omas I ever get.
I don't know. I like that the black and pearl.
Oh.
Optima.
But
you don't like it.
No, I don't. I'll take all the others. No, it's a beautiful little pen. Our new best friend, John Colton, had it, so we... when did we buy it? When did you buy it?
Chicago,
yeah. No, it's beautiful. It's got a broad nib, so I'm actually going to use it for a lot of signing care package notes and stuff.
Okay. You heard it here first. It's actually a flexible broad nib.
Yeah,
Lisa is not only using an Omas, she's using an Omas with a broad, flexible nib.
Yeah, that's so not me. I must have gotten hit on the head hard or something.
She didn't care. She's like, oh, it's so cute.
It is cute. And it's black. You know, I'm part of the secret society.
So. It's too bad you hold it up next to mine. It's just like.
Oh, yeah, it's little.
It's like half the size.
So. Yeah, what do I have that's. I don't have anything else nearby. But, yeah, it's cute. But it's very pretty. It fits well in my hand. I'm very excited.
It's probably, I think I mentioned this morning, it's probably about Twisby mini size.
Yeah. Do you want me to measure it? This one's for you, Eric. Oh, mine's only 4.5, 4.75. It's small. But I like it anyway. All right. So, honestly, it's not so much about the stuff. It's I had a nice peaceful morning. Nobody needed anything. And then the kids gave me the best present. They left. Well, Lindsay needed to find a second job, and Garrett needed to go out and do some more job application hunting. So they've gone to do that.
That kind of leads into what happened yesterday, which is pen related, by the way.
Never a dull moment. We needed to take our daughter Lindsay on a last tour of the colleges she was considering, and so we ended up in Milwaukee yesterday.
Last tour? Go ahead.
Well, we'd looked at several others. It certainly Milwaukee's a whole lot better than, where is it, Minneapolis?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Way better. Because if there's a problem, we can do 2 hours.
Yep.
So we drove to Milwaukee. We checked out the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, which has a very, let's go with utilitarian building.
It looks like a big warehouse with art on the wall.
Looks like an old abandoned warehouse.
So, okay.
I was not impressed. For that kind of money, I expected better.
Well,
I hope the money goes to the teachers. Better be a darn good experience.
Some of the design stuff was pretty cool, though, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a room for motorsports, which I thought was interesting. So they're designing motorcycles and wave runners and things.
And they had, first Lindsay couldn't figure out why they had these like hands and little anatomical like spines and stuff, but it was for the, they were designing packaging. It was cool.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, it was, you know, that little wooden hand that Lindsay has so she can learn to draw fingers, mm-hmm. while apparently one class was designing the packaging for those types of things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. So we went to the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design, and then we got to go and see the dorm. I think she was more impressed with the fact that they had a kitchen. I don't know why.
It's cute. She's opening the drawers.
Yeah. Like checking all the kitchen
yes,
cabinets.
It's a drawer.
and she just kind of glossed over how small the rooms were. I hope she's not claustrophobic. Yeah.
There's no way I'd be able to bring the pen chest in a place like that.
No. But I was impressed with, they have thought of a lot of things with the shuttle back and forth and all that. So we did what we needed to do with Lindsay first. Then we had lunch, and then we hit an art supply store and an antique store, an antique mall.
Yeah, a couple antique malls. And I had never been, I've been antiquing all over Wisconsin. I've never been to Milwaukee, actually, which is kind of odd. We hit a couple, and then the funny thing was is we're having lunch, and so I use my iPhone to look up antique stores in the area, and it turns out that there's one supposedly 4 blocks away. Like, great, we can walk. Actually, it's, you know, the car's 2 blocks in that direction. And so Apple tells me, here's the here's the website. So I go to the website, and I look at the number, and the number doesn't, the area code doesn't look right, but, you know.
It's Milwaukee.
It's Milwaukee. I'm sure they get more
people down there.
Yeah. So I call it. They're like, oh, yeah, we're open until 4:30. Great. So we go walking 4 blocks, and it's a little windy, and it's you know, you shouldn't have a jacket. Yeah, it's a little chilly. And we get there, and it's not there.
The address is sort of there.
Yeah, it does not exist. And so I look at my phone again, and here Apple had pulled up an antique store in Alabama.
Birmingham,
Alabama. So if any of you out there are from Birmingham, 5th Street Antiques, give us a review, because I really, really wanted to go. And they were expecting us, so.
Yeah, we didn't quite make it. We did find another one, and we went, first you couldn't get there from here.
Yeah.
I know.
Another fail on the Apple map. It said, you know, make a left and then go straight. Well, when we made the left, the road was cut off. I mean, there was literally a brick wall there.
Yeah.
So we eventually found it. And was that the first one we went to that was all?
Yeah, that was the first one was overpriced and overly decorated. You know, it's not going to be a great antique store when everything is dusted and polished and laid out like an interior decorator had come in and propped it all. But we went through
there was one pen there.
There was.
Yeah, there was a gold-filled cap Dove Gray, Parker 51 VAC, and they wanted the low price of, I think it was $125.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We opted no.
No, I don't think so.
But Lindsay had a good time, and she was helping us spot a couple things. She found some pencils or something.
She's real good at finding ballpoints.
Yeah. Hey, you know, she's a picker in training.
Yeah, well, we got to teach her.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's ever been to an antique store before.
I don't know.
So
I would think we would have taken her, but then on the other hand, maybe we wouldn't have because the kids would get bored or whatever. So
the first place is a bust.
Yeah.
And so we said, well, it's getting late and we're getting kind of tired because we've been up. And we said, okay, we're going to go to one more. And I look it up and it says, voted Milwaukee's best antique store 2 years in a row. It's okay. It's got to be the place. So we go, we find it. It's about a mile away, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it's, what was it, four floors? Three floors.
Three floors. So we were thinking, awesome, there's got to be something. It can't be any worse than the last one.
No, can't be any worse. And what did we find there? On first floor, we found a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Where is
it? The Carter's bottle. I think it's downstairs.
Okay.
An interesting Carter's bottle, not the type you normally see. This one was oval-shaped.
Yep, not the cube.
Not the cube, so that was kind of cool. And, you know, it was a ridiculous price on it.
Yep, it was awesome.
I had to look twice and make sure it wasn't a dollar sign instead of a cent sign.
Yeah.
But
that was cool.
Found that, and then now this is the type of place where you have to put everything, before you go to the next level, you have to put everything in a bucket, and they give you a cold spin with a number on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like high security here.
Yeah.
So I give them that, and then we go up to the third floor first, and we work our way down. And for you vinyl fans, I managed to find – I have a number of LPs. I don't actively seek them out, but this one I couldn't resist. Count Basie playing James Bond theme songs.
That was cool.
It's awesome. $2, you know, and the vinyl is in really, really good shape.
Yep.
So I grabbed that, and then we go down to the second level, which is maybe the weirdest level of them all because.
Well, but before we left the third level, when you walk into each level, there's kind of a desk and somebody sitting there and greets you, and you just kind of wander around. But then as we were leaving, some weird guy came up and said, you know, oh, what did you find? And so we're like, it's an album. He's like, oh, can I see it? And we weren't quite sure if he worked there or not. Figured out that he did. But
he's taking it out and he's looking at it.
He's like prices.
I'm not lying to you. The price is it's like this big yellow post-it note on the inside on the liner. It says $2. It's like, oh, I'm going to have to take this down. Go nuts, man.
Okay. So, but they make this big deal of, you know, like checking your little clothespin to say, okay, number, and you're, all right, you know, got to take this down for number 39, and it was just kind of weird.
So we go down to the second level, and on the second level, I saw something I've never, ever seen in an antique store before, and probably never will again.
We've seen stuffed animals before.
No. I mean, you see musical instruments all the time. Flutes, trumpets, clarinets. I have never seen a bassoon in an antique store.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But right around the corner was a really cool desk set.
Yep.
And I need more desk sets. Like, I need another hole in the head.
No, you don't.
But this one I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd never seen one like it.
You never seen one of these? Okay. So,
no. Kind of funky. It's from
the
50s or 60s?
Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like George Jetson style.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a Parker desk set. It's for jotters. And you can kind of give you a little, this part tilts.
Yeah, it's totally like a Jetson kind of thing.
Here's the back side of it. You can kind of see. And in here it says
Parker.
It says Parker there. And then it says Parker on the front here underneath. But it rotates. Nice big set. You can put your pens right on the tray there. Very, very cool set. I never actually had one. I've had these before, but I've never had them with the pens. I think the pens had, I think they had a metal barrel to kind of match this little metal section there.
I bet our resident chatter expert would know.
I bet he would. Our fellow Appleton Pen Club member, Mike Kirk. He's probably got one, and if he doesn't, he needs this one. So, anyway, so that was about it. There wasn't much else at the store. The classic, really bad pencils. Yeah. There was a striped dual fold.
Oh, that was bad.
They wanted $54 for it. Heavy brassing on the trim. Of course, it needed to be repaired.
Did it have a nib?
It had a nib that was not only was it like dented. I mean, it was damaged. The tipping was off on one time.
Yeah.
So that was a no. I said, you know, for $5.40 maybe I would have bought it. But
yeah.
I don't need another parts pen that bad. And they had a Sterling dip pen there that was.
Oh, I saw you looking at that. Yeah. I was surprised you put it back because it didn't have a nib. That's so your thing.
it wasn't very good quality.
Okay.
It was Sterling, but it wasn't. I mean, you could literally see the seam, which you don't often see on high quality Sterling pens. So we left with that, and that was pretty much the day, wasn't it?
Well, we went to an art supply store.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which really wasn't much.
That carries some pens, and wasn't as impressive as I thought it would be, like by a lot.
It was kind of a walk-in, walk-out kind of deal.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Anyway, nice trip. I think there's some antique stores to make the run of down there.
Oh yeah. So now that Lindsay will be there, we can, you know, every 6 weeks or so, bring her a little care package
right.
and go shopping.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Parker.
Yep.
And since this is the episode 51.
51. I think there's a theme.
I think there's a theme, yeah. Yep. We thought maybe we would just talk briefly about, isn't there a Parker called a 51?
Oh, I think there is. I think I have one or
you
two.
Do? Really? Uh-huh. Where? Show them to me.
I think you have them. Well, now, be honest. Originally, we thought that maybe the desk set was a 51 set just for a brief second.
I'd
never seen one, so.
I don't have a lot of Parkers to begin with. I mean, I probably only have 3 dozen, maybe.
You know, that's more than some people have.
I know, but in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot. I mean, we have this right here. These are all the Parker 51s that we own. So there's 10 of them. They run the gamut. They're all very common.
Well, except for one.
Yeah, sort of.
Don't we have a Kulik in there?
Yes, I do have a Kulik in here. And we'll get to that.
Yep.
But, I mean, we have some very... and some of them are nice, you know. I mean, gold filled cap. We've got some dove gray vacuumatics with the Sterling cap, which is nice. A very, very pretty pen. I think I got this one literally for 50 cents at an antique store. Some nice gold fill caps, but we have one here in this color. This is the Cocoa.
Oh, is that mine?
That's yours. Yeah.
Yay.
Lisa owns a really nice 51.
Well, you know, Parker 51s are just, they were a very popular style. They're easy to use. I don't do anything complicated filler-wise. It's just not my thing. And they're very basic, which yep. isn't a bad thing. I mean, you have a colored barrel, and you have a cap, either a silver tone, which is what, Lustreloy?
Yep.
Or gold. Sometimes they're just plain caps. Sometimes there are cool colors, cool patterns on the caps, on the gold ones.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's just very basic, very simple, kind of streamlined with the hooded nib look.
Yeah, this is the this is your Forest Green.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Katie Hill.
Yep.
You didn't go to the show award pin, but
yep.
You know, I mean, that's most of you know what a 51 is. Some of you don't, but that's...
You know, the hooded nib was a departure from the style, from the other styles of the time. But just a clean, simple look. There's really nothing to mess with. A lot of companies copied them too, right?
Yep. Lots. This is, I just want to show this one. This is kind of cool. This is a 51. Now, you often find legislators that have pens imprinted with their names on it. This one is, it's kind of special because this one is imprinted for Senator William Dreheim, who was in the Wisconsin legislature in 1957.
Oh, cool.
He was actually, he was a local. Actually, he was from Neenah, born and grew up in Neenah, just south, 10 minutes south of here. And yes, this is the Kulak right here.
Yep.
Ariel Kulak makes demonstrator barrels, and you can see this one's a vacuumatic, so you can see the breather tube.
That's cool.
And you can see, if I take this off, the blind cap off, you can see the operation of the plunger.
I think that's cool.
So.
Well, but even... I know, like, when I first started with pens, I had several heroes. And isn't there a hero copy or a similar
there is.
Pen?
There's a couple of them. The 616, which is the plastic version, which I don't have one here. But they look exactly like. They have an arrow clip.
Yep.
You know, in a colored barrel. They have that same style later clip. Mm-hmm. They also made a model called the 100, which is a little different. Here it is right here. It's stainless steel. It does not have an arrow clip, but if you pull it off, it's got the hooded nib.
Yep.
I mean, it looks just like a 51.
Yep. And even Esterbrook had a very similar looking pen with the Phaeton.
Esterbrook really tried hard.
They did.
They didn't really succeed in this one. There it is. Metal capped. Tapered barrel. And actually, this one is kind of a combination. It's more like a 61.
Yep.
Because on the hood here, they put a little insignia, a little design. And actually, for whatever reason, and actually it'd be interesting to learn, but they put two different styles of mark on the hood, on the Phaeton. So one of them is more arrow-shaped, which is very similar to the 61, and then the other is more like an eye with a cross in the middle.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. But again, with the hooded nib, and again, that was a departure certainly for Esterbrook.
In that case, those are gold-plated nibs. And
so, yeah.
Let's see, what do I have here? I just wanted to show this too. For those that are interested, this is no longer in print, but of course the
great book,
the great book, David and Mark Shepard, Parker 51 book. Really, it's an easy read. It's got a lot of the variations, everything you always wanted to know, the different cap designs, different colors, when they were made, all that stuff. It's just really a super book. So highly recommend it if you can find it. Keep your eyes open; they come up for sale once in a while.
Yeah, and books are, we consider them to be an investment. I mean, the internet is phenomenal. You can find almost anything you want, but you've got to search, you've got to bookmark it. Sometimes things go away.
Yeah, and what happens when the power goes out?
What? You better have a backup generator for the internet if you've got teens in your house. But, you know, the book is great, and the authors of this book and of many, many others have done all the research, and they've searched the patents and they've searched the ads and done a lot of the research that maybe you don't want to do, all right in one place, and they're always beautiful.
Yep. So yeah, we've got...
We love our library.
We have a lot of books, and we're not done yet, so there's quite a few that we need to find yet.
Yep.
So.
Speaking of finds... I've been digging around in those bags. He's still talking about all the goodie bags from Chicago.
I'm still digging through them. We've been so busy the last week, and this last week we've been just tired. I mean, we still have not unpacked from Chicago.
We're about half unpacked. We're going to do the rest today.
Yeah, we're half there.
Yeah.
But I've been taking bags and I've been going through and
sometimes I hear things from my office like, ooh.
I'm finding stuff that I didn't see the first four times through. And the biggest find, and you're going to laugh, the biggest find, and last week I talked about, three of the finds, and one of them was this very early Waterman straight cab eyedropper, very early pen. Harder to find, I guess, although I don't see very many of them. So I'm looking through, and it's got this weird, weird feed. It's like conical shaped, and then it's a three fissured feed on the outside. It almost looks like the feed went in the back end of the section. So you can't knock it out in the traditional way. You have to back it out. But since the feed is so thin, you would have to push it back, and you risk breaking the feed. I'm not sure if that's how it is or not, but that's certainly how it looks, and I'm not about to there's no need to try to find out the bad way. So I'm looking through, and I see this pen here, and it's not much to speak of. It's an eyedropper. There's no imprint that I can see whatsoever on the barrel.
Is there a nib?
There's no nib.
Of course.
There's no cap. It's a barrel, a section, and a feed. That's it. There's no identifying marks whatsoever. So I look at it. I'm like, well, that's interesting. You know, whatever. I'm about ready to throw it away, and I look at the feed, and I said, well, I'll be dang. This feed looks exactly like the other Waterman. And so I do a close-up search of the barrel, no imprint. I pull it out. But the catch here is the barrel end is not straight. It's slightly, just ever so slightly tapered. I mean, you can see, a straight cap, it's straight. You can see the difference there. It's clearly supposed to be that way. It's not shaved down, anything like that. So I'm looking through the Waterman book, and I'm flipping through there. And in the back of, I think it was page 24, 26, something like that, on the page where they have the checkbook pens, they have this German ad that shows Waterman desk pens. They called them desk pens, but they came with caps. It came with cone caps. But sure enough, the end of the barrel is just ever so slightly tapered. And they were models 44, 42. There was only a couple of them. Now, if you're familiar with the Waterman number system, you're thinking, well, a 42 is a safety. Well, this is pre that. So it's this is pre 1917, 1908. And that's what I think this is. And I was on the phone with George Romakis the other day, and he was interested, and we talked a little bit about it. And I think that's what this is—a very early Waterman desk pen.
Very cool.
But it doesn't have the taper that you normally expect it to. That's what they called it, anyway. Moving right along, and I'm going to skip some of these because I'm just blabbering. But this was an interesting one. And no, this one doesn't have a nib either.
Of course.
But this is a very, very interesting pen. This one here, black chased hard rubber. And this is actually Wisconsin made.
Oh, cool.
And it's not a Parker, but it's made in Janesville.
Really?
So who made pens in Janesville if it wasn't a Parker?
I don't
know.
Quiz
time. Williamson. It's a Williamson pen.
Ian Williamson?
No, not Ian Williamson.
Just checking.
And what makes this, there's two things that make this interesting other than the fact that it's a Janesville, Wisconsin made pen. It's hard to see, and I'll take a picture of it at some point. But the feed is interesting that there's a hole cut in it right in the middle, which is kind of interesting. There are no fissures. It's just right in the middle of the feed. There's a big hole. Second thing that's cool about this is you can see this here. What looks like it might be a lever is actually a little, looks like a staple. And you pull this up.
Stapled our pen together?
Yeah. You pull this up, and there's an arrow on the barrel. You pull it up and then you rotate it, and it compresses a pressure bar on the inside, which compresses the sack, which then fills the pen. So I only need a nib and a cap for this one.
Oh, my God.
What else is in here? There were three of these. These are really, really cool. I like these a lot. Black chased hard rubber. This does have a nib.
Oh.
But it's got this funky cap here. Check this out. Okay. So this cap goes... And there's a hole in the end of the barrel. And originally I thought, well, crud, there was something on the end and something. No, it's for posting the cap.
Well, that's cool.
And it's got this this overfeed on it.
You like overfeeds.
I do like overfeeds. And watch this.
I'm watching.
The whole thing here, this is the feed right here. Can you see that? No. It's got a little bit of a...
That's the feed?
This is the feed.
That's funky.
It's, you know, it's 5 inches long here. This feed is 5 inches long. And it just slides right... And there's a channel on it, and it slides right in.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And it's a Hicks, what they call the Sackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T, and it says a Hicks Sackett fountain pen. The nib is stamped Hicks on the backside. So it's in really in reverse, because you can't, obviously, with this big chunky feed on here, you couldn't see any stamping. And it's a very flexible nib. So.
Well, good for you.
Three of those that we found in there, different chasing designs. And I'm just going to pick one last one. This one's kind of cool. All right. Because I can talk forever.
That's funky.
Look at this. So do you know what this is?
Is it a cable twist?
Yeah, I guess you could call it a cable twist. Do you know what it is, though?
It's a pen from a junk bag.
You are correct. All right, so
it's here it is. It's something that was in the basement of Fountain Pen Hospital for the last 50 years and recently unearthed. Ding, ding, ding.
There we go. These are kind of cool. Now, this is one of the first, if not the first, and I have to double check again, but I think this pen is made by Eagle, the Eagle Pencil, Eagle Pen Company, or Penco later on. What's cool about this pen is this is the very first, and this comes out this way.
Ooh, funky.
What is that?
I don't
know.
That
is a glass cartridge.
Oh, cool.
So,
and it's intact?
It's intact, yeah. Yeah, actually, it comes out.
Oh, wow.
Just slips in.
Don't drop it. Crunch.
Yeah, so the very first cartridge pen ever made, I believe, is this model that Eagle made. So.
And I like the cable twisting thing.
Yeah, I have another one of these, but this one is far superior, I think.
Oh, Mother's Day's here, you know.
Yeah, well, it's got a flexible nib.
Oh, forget it.
Okay. Yeah. Saved.
Wasted right. On me.
So, I don't know. There are others. Maybe I'll bring them out every week. I'll come up with more Chicago pen finds. So.
It'll last you for years.
Yeah, we got some good topics for the next couple episodes. So.
Yeah.
That's been fun.
Yeah, it's been interesting listening to you dig through the bags and sort through them and
found a very cool diamond point clip that I didn't have.
Just the clip?
It was on some barrel with no nib and no cap. So.
Cool. Well, I think that it's a fun thing for other people. I'm hoping it's a fun thing for people to see or hear. You know, sometimes you can find gold in these junker bags or learn something interesting.
Yeah, you know, and I know this seems silly. This is, you know, this pen here. There's no nib, there's no cap, there's no imprint, but it's a Waterman. It's a very early Waterman. I think that's very cool.
Yeah. So. And it's a tire pen, so good for you.
There we go. Yeah. Moving right along. we don't really have much to talk about new that's on the website yet. I'm going to hopefully be taking some pictures this afternoon, but we do have two.
The week after a pen show is tough, and then, you know, getting back, even though it was just a couple hours from home, it's still, we were busy, and then getting home, it's tough. That is not a vacation weekend. That is a work your butt off weekend. And then came back, we both had to work, and then, you know, all this pick your college, pay for college, go see the college thing is God, that was exhausting. It was
it's
good.
Not
we did the
over
right
yet.
Shut up.
So.
I know, but just think that if Lindsay is away at school, we could move the studio upstairs or we could turn that into like, we could put a hot tub in there.
We do the podcast with a hot tub? I don't know.
Oh, that'd be great. We should take a poll. Should we do the podcast from...
No.
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 All right. So new and up on the website. Well, we have a big promo going on. I think that's pretty cool.
We do have a new promo going on. Special coupons, I guess gift certificates are available on select pens and other products. We're going to give gift certificates after the sale on select pens, proper pads, quiver, all sorts of stuff. So you got to kind of look around, and if there's something you're interested in buying, you can get you know, some are $1, $2, $5. We even have $25 on one pen. So we will send those out to you, and then you can use that for something else. So if you're thinking about a graduation gift or Father's Day gift or something coming up, you can get something for the graduate and something for yourself later.
Absolutely. So. We mentioned last week that Kaweco's had been restocked, finally. The clips are back in, and I know a lot of people love the clips, especially since these are smaller pens. The black guilloche pattern is really kind of cool. The All Sport in black, and then the matte blue, which I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I wanted to start a Kaweco collection. I kind of have a little mini collection of ice. Look at this blue. This is gorgeous. So.
Yeah, we're already arguing over, oh yeah, we're going to share this pen.
Yeah, it's a medium nib,
right?
And usually I like a fine, but it's an extremely smooth writer. The tester that we have, it shows just writes every time, but gorgeous, gorgeous blue. So hopefully sometime in the next week or so, we'll get some pictures up, but that I expect to go fast. I've already reordered more.
Yeah, that's on the list. And I have one that I've been waiting for, and this is not my pen.
No, not yet.
Because the one that I want is not quite here, but...
Back ordered still.
This guy right here. Now, you look at it.
What's a VFM?
It's not a VFM, please. It is a Schaefer, okay? Now, this goes along with our little Parker 51 theme today.
It does?
It does, because this Schaefer essentially
has a cool nib.
A hooded nib. Now, check this out. Look at that. So, at the top, it's got this tiny nib that's hooded by this chrome plated band here. It's a Schaefer on the gripping section.
I think it's kind of cool.
It's got a nice weight to it. It's an attractive looking pen. It's tapered. It's got a nice long clip. This is the Tyrannus is what this is, the new Tyrannus. So
I like long clips for men's shirt pockets. I think that helps keep it in there a little bit better.
It's a slip cap.
Very cool.
It's a very cool. We wanted this. I've wanted this pen for months now, and finally, it's
starting to come back in.
Yeah, it's starting to come in. So we'll see. Hopefully, we get the gunmetal. I think is going to be the most popular color. But we have chrome, black, and I think we have one wine left. So.
Yep. Yeah. Nice. Nice. It was. I love having Kenro at shows. They're like, hey, we don't want to take it back. Do you want it?
Yeah. And it's nice. It comes in a super nice, the standard Schaefer box, but it's a little bit bigger, so it's a nicer presentation. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. So, other than that, we're just going to keep working on getting some more stuff put up on the site. We're home for a couple weeks, and we'll just try to get caught up.
Yeah, we've got a couple projects in the hopper, and hopefully in the next couple months we'll have some cool things to talk about.
Yep. In the meantime, let's see, my dad will be here next week.
Okay.
And so we'll have to give him something to do while we do the podcast.
We could have him on the podcast. He could talk about using pens.
No. He'll be packing or something.
Yeah.
Because he leaves that day. But anyway, I've got a couple shout-outs. Just a couple.
Okay.
Big shout-out to our niece, Cassie, our biggest fan or stalker. Can a relative be a stalker? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
David and Janet in the chat. Hugh and Carol, as always. Michelle, my mom, my cousin Sandy. It's kind of cool how, like, our family watches the podcast.
My mother has admitted to watching a little bit of a couple of them. So.
Oh, all right.
First few minutes, and then she...
I don't know. Then she gets bored because
she gets bored. She doesn't know what the hell we're talking about. So.
Yeah. But that's about it.
It's about everyone in the chat.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll keep it short, and I think that'll do it for this week.
Awesome.
Comment suggestions for topics. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
You can catch us online by emailing us.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You could follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook like everybody else, facebook.com/AndersonPens.
Our blog is at blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, in case you hadn't figured it out, AndersonPens.net.
And you can join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.